Hey, this is Zep, and on behalf of the guys, Stru, Boomer, and Lukey, we want to thank you for downloading and listening to our podcast of The Ticket Outdoors, brought to you by Mills Fleet Farm. And remember, when nothing's going right, just go fishing.
Is your green thumb ready? It's time to start your gardening projects. Mills Fleet Farm's Outdoor Garden Center is open. Get nursery quality at low fleet prices. You'll find a big selection of colorful hanging baskets and containers. Brighten up flower beds with annuals and perennials. Plus, there are vegetable plants, herbs, and more. Stop by your local Mills Fleet Farm's Outdoor Garden Center, and you'll get to enjoy beautiful color all summer long. Mills Fleet Farm.
It's time for Ticket Outdoors on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Enjoy the music tonight. I'm going to find out how long this music bed is. I think it goes on for about 15 minutes. Ticket Outdoors, boys and girls, but we're indoors tonight doing the old radio thing from 7 to 9 here till 9 o'clock on 105, The Ticket. Welcome back, Stru, the wild card.
Yeah, and I'll be outdoors tomorrow. You know that, pal? I'm heading north. I am heading north.
Heading north to Alaska to strike gold?
No, just still going to Hinkley to golf a couple of rounds with my buddies. I might drop a line up that area, but I'm not.
Very nice.
Yeah, you know, looking at the conversation I just had with Zep and some of the...
trophies. We're talking trophies
that he had on his phone. It looks like you're going to be out hunting, buddy.
That was a trophy rack. Yeah, I'm always thinking about deer season, of course. You know, we've got some time. We've got plenty of other things to get to before we get to deer season.
Zep is the only species in the world that is in rut 12 months out of the year.
You pay a price.
You know, I envy you. You're 50 years old. You can still do this stuff. I don't understand it.
I just talk about it. It's like a fishing tale, you know. I talk. It's just stories, fellas.
But you got
greatly
the pictures to prove it, my friend. More than half the people.
Well,
like
you'll be surprised what you can find on the internet to impress people.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Let's do an outdoor show for a while. Boomer, how you doing, man? So you were... Speaking of heading north, last we spoke to you, you were heading north. We had, of course, Alyssa Ebel was in with the Explorer Minnesota team, and they were headed up there for the governor's fishing opener, like the 180th or something like that?
Yes, and I'm going to get
98th?
Yes, it was 68th, and I'm going to get into it a little later in the show. We're going to combine the recap of the governor's opener that was up on Vermilion and talk about the walleye opener, which was the bass opener, pike, and all that good stuff in the state of Minnesota. But what a great, great weekend for that governor's opener. Got to rub some elbows with some of the politicians.
Uh-oh.
I believe Alyssa Ebel. I get it right when she's not here, you know.
She's a fetching young lady, and she, you could tell you were a little flustered.
Well, you know, we don't have usually that kind of ambiance here in the studio.
No, we certainly don't.
Three guys
and most of our
Vaughn in the corner, and he does nothing for me.
You know,
most of our female guests don't show up on a bikini either, like Lisa did. I mean, Alyssa did. I'm sorry about that.
We're going to have a story that's going to involve Alyssa because she had
God's sake.
See what happens?
I know. He said
see
Lisa.
What happens when you do that to me?
I screwed up.
Absolutely great. We had a wonderful time up there. We caught some walleyes and looking forward to later in the show, I think about 7:45-ish, we're going to have our buddy Tanner on and we're going to talk about Devil's Lake because I'm going to be out there this week and... God bless America, boys. It's fishing season, man.
Yeah, now, there's just a little bit. Are they open yet, or is there's next week? I don't know. Isn't it different?
365 days a year. So they have they had some earlier ice out on Devil's Lake than they've had in years past, too. So there's a ton of anglers that are headed out there to catch those walleyes.
You know, we're pretty blessed to be living in Minnesota, whether you like the winters or not. You know, you have to absorb and accept and relish the entire four seasons. If you're going to be here, do it, right?
What's spring like in California?
That's all there is
it's you don't even know when it's spring. Because...
But I tell you what, I love the anticipating of all the seasons. I love the anticipating of spring, and then summer, then fall, then winter. It makes the entire 12 months go so quickly, and we have... Northern Minnesota, I'll be redundant, but Vermilion is one of the most beautiful lakes in the state of Minnesota.
You know, Stru, I had the first time to fish that lake this weekend, and it's absolutely beautiful out there. And the golf course, now, I'm not a big golfer. I leave earth marks all over the place. Yep. It looks like a buck rutting, but it's absolutely gorgeous out
there. I told you, though, that golf course is not only gorgeous and challenging, but it's a nine on the urinator scale. You can pee any place and not be seen.
So. Lots of trees.
Yeah, so that's how I rate my golf courses. It is really beautiful. It's a good part of the world. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. So what did you do this weekend, Mr. Stroup?
I worked a lot. I worked an awful lot, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So because I'm taking a couple of days off and accomplishing a few things, I had a chance. By the way, I'm going to do a shout-out to a couple of my clients, Dwayne, and Sandy Katie, whose home I'm trying to sell right now, which we are in the process of doing, because they are working toward getting up to their little place on Little Kimball, not too far from Minog. And that's their lake up there. It's about 7 miles from Minog. And they're going up to God's country more than they have once we close their transaction. So I just want to say hi to Dewey and Sandy, and to tell you what, you live in God's country. You guys are very, very blessed as well.
Well, I tell you what, for those folks, you're in good hands, because, Stru, you've done a wonderful job of taking care of me on all my housing adventures. So I want to say that publicly, that as much as we give each other grief on air, you do a wonderful job as a realtor and worth the phone call. So
I'm going to try to get you more relationships that you can screw up and that I can help sell houses for you.
But, well, that seems to be the trend. I'm following.
He can do that all on his own.
You know, Zepp is now my idol, so we're going.
That's not raising the bar. That's throwing the bar on the ground.
Yeah. So Zepp.
But I didn't get much fish. I mean, I didn't get any fishing. I was busy all weekend working and had some grandkid things as well. But I've heard the fishing was inconsistent throughout the state. I've seen some photographs of people boom away and some other areas. Not a whole lot happened. What was the talk? What did you hear?
You know, overall, I think folks were pretty happy. I think there's a couple reasons for that. The weather was a lot warmer than it was last year. And I think there's just something about being in that Alumacraft when it's 50 to 60 degrees versus being out on water that's a little chillier than that, you know, that 30 to 40 degree temp.
Yeah, Zepp and I were just talking about that.
The soda pops taste a little better if that's what you want to do. The snacks go down the throat a little easier. I think overall we had a pretty good opener. In the Lake Report tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about Minnetonka, our friend Jiggy Leisure Outdoor Adventures. We're going to talk about Leech Lake. We're going to talk about Vermilion, Traverse, Big Stone. We're going to have a wonderful array of lakes that are north, down south, and in the middle of the metro area here. And I think overall it was pretty fun. I mean, this year you could actually catch largemouth bass
when
the walleye opened.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of happy folks that if the walleyes weren't popping, why not go chase a big bucket mouth? Because, you know, you throw a little wacky worm on a hook there, and you never know what could happen.
I like working the cranks. They always go after the cranks this time of the year. I'm going to head up to Bald Eagle and do a little smallmouth fishing this weekend myself. Just kind of pop around the metro. Maybe I know somebody in the fishing industry that does a lake report that could point me to a hot spot on Sunday.
I think we can work that out. We're going to have to get you on some fish.
Hey, I got to tell you a story about my son. Like, obviously, Sunday was Mother's Day, and to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. Yeah. So my gorgeous wife, Diane, and I went out for dinner on Saturday night. Because you could not use the happenings coupon on Sunday. So you know how that goes. That's just me.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. But anyway, so I got to tell you, my son Mike, you guys have met my son Mike, and Boom's a pretty good friend of my son Mike.
Yep.
He's funnier than hell. He's a great, great guy. And he bought Diana a really, really nice Mother's Day card. And he was going to come down Saturday or Sunday and spend some time with us. He's renovating a house up in Chisago Township right now, so didn't have an opportunity to get down here. So he thought, I'll just take pictures up and send it. And he did that, which is very, the script was gorgeous. A lot of thought put into this.
Yeah,
well, then I realized, when I looked at it on Diana's cell phone, this card was not signed. I found out that Mike went into like a Hallmark gift shop.
Oh, that's...
He opened up the card, took pictures of it, and sent it to Diana and said, I saved $7. I taught my son well, I'll tell you.
If old man Zepp is listening right now, he's writing that one down. He's like, I might have to figure out how to use this phone.
That might be a trick.
I can save myself a couple of bucks on greeting cards.
That's my buddy Mike, that's for sure.
That's a tip of the cap right there.
You know, like Zepp, what did you get to do this week?
I always have, boy, you talk about a short-term memory loss. What did I do on Saturday? Thanks for asking. I don't remember.
Well, it was nice.
I went down, I had a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Who cares?
Played softball. First softball game last night. Went 4 for 5. So we're off to the head. A good start. But I can't wait. I just love summer. You know, I play golf. I do some fishing. I love to play softball. Go to the cabin in Chautauqua. Hop on that pontoon. We're very blessed to live in the state of Minnesota.
That's why they call it the present. Now, Stroot, tease our guests a little bit. What do we got for
a lineup
tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to have it at 7:15 or 7:20 or so. We have a gentleman named Mike Gates. Now, Mike Gates is in his 50s, I'm guessing. He is from Michigan, now lives in Mount Vernon, Kentucky. And he runs a camp for hunters and fisher persons. And he concentrates on people who have special needs to help them still stay in the hunting and fishing game, and whether they have in the past or not, doesn't make any difference. And all of that is volunteer. It's nonprofit. As a matter of fact, the people who work there pay $250 to work there.
Wow.
They get no money. So he's going to be out for about a half an hour, and I talked to him for about 15 minutes a couple of days back. Some of the stories this man has to share is going to blow you away, and there's a twist to this story that you're going to find out. So he's a nice, nice man. A very, very giving man. Then we've got Tanner from Tanner's going to be on from Lake Devil's Lake Tourism. Yeah. He said we've got Colt Ringer, and Colt Ringer was on once last year. And Colt is a big musky guy, Minnetonka area.
Ooh, now when's musky? June, middle of June, third weekend of June.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think like the middle of June.
Yeah,
if I can remember.
Like that, yeah.
He's going to get Zep on. He'll get Zep on. And
did you see him have the itch? I just saw Zep.
I'm telling you, this is the summer. I'm going to nab myself a musky. I got to cross it off the list. It bothers me.
But anyway, Colt, more important than his musky fishing. He runs a school, not a school, but a league, a fishing league for little kids.
Yeah.
And it's not like soccer where everybody wins and there's no scores. They get, you catch five fish, and the other guy catches three, he loses.
That's all that's about. You push him out of the boat.
So I'm curious to see how that's growing because he started that last year as well.
Okay.
And then we got Michelle Carstensen is going to wrap up. She's going to wrap up the moose story because Michelle, for those of you who haven't had a chance to listen, don't know much about Michelle Carstensen, she was in charge of the moose research program for the state of Minnesota, the DNR, and that has been put on hold for a while by Governor Dayton. And we're going to find out, where do we go from here? There's all kinds of rumors. Love Michelle. Thank
you. I hope she's just drunk and pissed off.
And just wants to
buck, Governor. Yeah, he can stick his...
So anyway, so we're going to find out from Michelle because I have a lot of respect for her, and they work their butt off, and it's got to go someplace, and she's going to have the final say on the moose story. So we got a hell of a show tonight.
All right, looking forward to it.
Yep, and then we're going to wrap things up. We're going to do a little recap of the governor's opener, and then we're going to cover the great state of Minnesota, and we're going to do Devil's Lake and the Lake Report. But speaking of guests, we wouldn't have guests if we didn't have such fine sponsors. Want to give a shout-out to Dan, Southside Marine. Thanks, Big Dan, there off 98th Street in Bloomington. If you're looking for an Alumacraft or Premier Pontoon, that's the place to stop on by. Fleet Farm, boys and girls, if you're looking for bobbers, hooks, tires, or whatever the commercial's going to be today's upper, it's a great place to stop by. And the great folks at Alumacraft in St. Peter, Minnesota. You guys know I love that Tournament Pro 195. Mm-hmm. They've been a great partner of the show. And Lakes Trading Company, if you need to sight in your rifle, if you need some advice on a handgun or maybe even a personal carry license, go to Lakes Trading Company. And then a store that I drove by on 65, Custom Truck and Accessories. So if you're looking to pimp that truck out for fishing season or maybe get a head start on those larger tires for the fall while you're chasing those big South Dakota pheasants at Zep's Papa's place.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going up for seat covers. I want to get some seat covers by the time you go fishing, especially in the fall when you get to upland birds and deer and everything else, and your buddies are getting in there all muddy and everything. I'm looking for some seat covers.
Hey, you mentioned Lakes Trading Company. I listen to this show. I listen to all the shows that promote all of our great sponsors, and I listen to the commercial for Lakes Trading Company, which is very, very impressive, except if I recall, it doesn't mention where Lakes Trading Company. It's not at the end of the world. It's right in Forest Lake, just off of Highway 61, just north of County Road Highway 97 in Forest Lake on the west side of Highway 61. Lakes Trading Company, that's where it is. And they should redo the commercial and say, hey, where the hell is this place? Because it's really a great, great store. I had a chance to stop there about 3 weeks ago.
Do you think Shrew's right that they don't mention the location in the commercial?
I don't know who did the voiceover for it, so I'm going to play Switzerland here.
I don't know. Did I do the voiceover for it?
I have no idea.
No,
Mark,
it's not
did you.
Did
you do it?
It's not
Mark.
You.
Mark, our producer, shaking his head. No, I'll tell you what. Let's listen to it.
From the locker room to your radio, tune in the Wake Up Call from the writers of Cold Omaha every Sunday morning at 8.
Mike Zimmer, who's trying to build a monster.
I think this team is really designed to be an elite defense that can be productive offensively. Bring in good defensive players. Get Zimmer what he needs. Solidify the defense. Make sure that you're not going to get routed in any game.
Zimmer is building a team that can easily win a game if Bridgewater's able to put up 21 points.
The Wake Up Call with Cold Omaha on Minnesota's Sports Radio, 105 The Ticket.
Is your green thumb ready? It's time to start your gardening projects. Mills Fleet Farms Outdoor Garden Center is open. Get nursery quality at low fleet prices. You'll find a big selection of colorful hanging baskets and containers. Brighten up flower beds with annuals and perennials. Plus their vegetable plants, herbs, and more. Stop by your local Mills Fleet Farms Outdoor Garden Center, and you'll get to enjoy beautiful color all summer long. Mills Fleet Farm.
Smokes! That's the fourth straight kill shot.
I've been getting in some practice.
Is that a new rifle, too?
Yep. Traded for it. Make that five.
Lakes Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, and receive expert firearms training. Permit to carry classes are also available at the indoor range. LakesTradingCo.com.
If you love the outdoors, then you probably have a truck that you love too. Custom Truck Accessories can help protect your truck from the rigors of outdoor activities. They have custom seat covers and floor mats to protect against the mud and dirt from the field. Toppers and tonneau covers to protect your gear. If you're a truck guy, you'll appreciate the knowledge and experience of the Custom Truck Accessories crew. Visit CustomTruckAccess.com or stop by their store to see what a difference being family-owned can make for you.
We at Dan's Southside Marine would like to redefine the term man's best friend to mean his boat. Now, before you get all tweaky, let's talk this through. Although your dog is fun, dependable, and great to take fishing, so is an Alumacraft Navigator 165CS. And while your dog may retrieve ducks with lightning speed, he'd have to be just a tick faster to pull you up for a slalom run like the Stingray 200 Bow Rider. And sure, your furry friend obeys your every command with heartbreaking enthusiasm, but think of the enthusiasm you'll feel watching the receptionist from the gym sunbathe on your premier pontoon Escapade 235. And finally, your boat will never drink too much lake water and throw up in your boat. To learn more about the best boats and motors in the Twin Cities, or to complain about the dog thing, visit Dan's Southside Marine.
You'll not find a bigger inventory of premier pontoons and Alumacraft boats anywhere in the Twin Cities. Don't wait. Now's the time to buy. Any boat you see online is available for sale at Dan's Southside Marine.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Welcome back, boys and girls. Don't forget, we rerun this Sunday mornings at 6 o'clock. Right? Six to eight Sunday mornings, if you're up and about that time.
One
podcast is available on 105theticket.com. Jam-packed with guests this evening. We're going to start with Stru's mystery guest. Stru, I'm going to turn it over to you, buddy, and let you introduce our mystery guest of the night.
Where are you going?
I'm going to hang out here till we get started, but I do have to step next door and take care of some. I love when one of the young kids comes in and goes, hey, do you know how to work this piece of... I'm like, you're asking me? Clearly, if you listen to the show, you know I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, good evening. Is Mike Gates on the phone there? Michael, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, welcome. Right. Welcome to the Ticket Outdoors, Mike. Thanks for being on the air. Mike is living in Kentucky right now. And Mike, I'll tell you what, the reason Zepp called you my mystery guest is because occasionally I like to search out and try to find people who maybe have an interesting story, and which will be a surprising story once these guys hear it. And you're the lucky guy tonight, aren't you?
Ta-da.
Lucky about that. Anyway, so Mike is from, I think, originally from Michigan, ended up in Mount Vernon, Kentucky. Mike, tell us a little bit about what you do, and then how you got to where you are right now.
What we do is we have a nonprofit 501c3 charity that is named Christ Outreach for the Blind. And what we do is we take blind and physically challenged kids and we take them deer hunting, turkey hunting, fishing, horseback riding, a whole array of things.
All right. And this is
how we...
Go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I said how we ended up here. Is January 14th, 1989, when I was rabbit hunting with one of my best friends. He tripped, his double barrel 12 gauge went off, and I got shot in the face and went blind instantly, severed both of my optic nerves.
Mm.
And when I was in the hospital, I was laying there thinking, shoot, I'm not going to be able to hunt no more. I'm not going to be able to fish no more. I kept thinking, if I fall out of the boat, I'm not going to know which way's up. I learned after about being blind for about a month, I jumped off a dock one time just to see what would happen. You can hear which way up is. So, but as far as the hunting part, when I was in the hospital, the year before the accident, I took him was deer hunting in a stand, and we were allowed to hunt over a bait pile in Michigan at that time, and I had a care pile out, and I had a couple of deer come into the pile, and I drew my bow back, and I was going to take the one on the left, but when I looked through this little scope that I had on the front of my bow, it was too dark to shoot, and I couldn't see the deer through the scope, but I realized all of a sudden that I could see the carrot pile through the scope, and I knew the deer was standing just to the left of the carrots, so I aimed at the carrots, moved it over to the left about 18 inches, I lifted it up about 18 inches, and I released that arrow, and I got that deer.
So we're talking to a poacher. No.
Actually, it wasn't bad yet, because, I mean, it was dusk to dark anyways. Yeah. But when I was in the hospital, I couldn't get that deer out of my mind. I kept thinking I got that deer, and I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I got home from the hospital, I built this big apparatus on the second floor of my house, and I started target shooting. Let me tell you, when I first started, I wasn't real good at it either. I was putting them through the fence, and we lived in the city. I shot one halfway through my neighbor's garage.
Well, you got an excuse, so that way...
Hey, Mike.
That's right.
Hey, Mike. Boomer Stelmach is one of our guests. By the way, I'm Steve Strusinski. We have spoken. The host of our show is Brian Zepp. He's got the sexy voice. You'll hear him a couple of times. And then we got Boomer Stelmach. And Boomer Stelmach is our third host on this show. And he's the hunter fishing professional. And Boomer's got a question for you.
I don't know about professional, but just a guy that really loves to get in the outdoors, Mike. First, hey, thanks for joining us tonight, man. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Boomer.
So, Mike, tell me a little bit, what is the name of your 501c3 nonprofit?
It's called Christ Outreach for the Blind.
Christ Outreach for the Blind. And how do folks find you if they want to look you up on the World Wide Web?
Oh, heck, they can find me at ChristOutreach.com. They can find us on Facebook. My toll-free phone number is 888-BLIND19. I've got a website that's blind19.com. Emails blind19@windstream. I mean, we're all blind19. And the reason I did that was the only phone number that was available that was a AAA phone number. So we just based everything around it. But we also have the Christ Outreach for the Blind. It's just Christ Outreach or Christ Outreach for the Blind. I think I got like five websites or something. But you can find us through any of those.
So how many men or women or boys or girls do you guys have go through your program down there in Kentucky a year?
In a year, up to as many as 300.
Wow.
You know what, Mike? I'm still a little interested. Mike Gates, our guest, ChristOutreach.com. We're calling you in Kentucky this evening?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a little curious now. So you started slinging arrows all over the neighborhood. How do you get to Christ Outreach with this camp? And first of all, take us out on your first hunting trip. How you got from, you have to be assisted. Am I ignorant in saying that?
Yes.
I lost him. We dropped the line. No, I don't know. I am ignorant when it comes to this topic.
Yeah,
I think there has to be some assistance. Can you just get yourself all geared up and head out in the woods and start hunting?
Yep.
Okay. Well, take us from slinging them all over the. How did you figure out how? Well, tell me. Explain it to us. How do you do it?
Okay, well, first of all, when I started shooting, I didn't do very good. But after shooting about 10,000 arrows, now I can stick 50 in a row in the diameter of a circle of an orange.
Wow, better than any of us. That's better than me.
Arrows, I have to go pull my arrows, because if I don't, I start wrecking arrows.
Yeah.
But the first year that I went out hunting, I took the guy with me who shot me, because I felt like I needed somebody up in the tree with me. And what I did is I built a J shape on the I built a feeder on the in the shape of a letter J on the ground, and I had this a hook in the tree and a tripod in front of me, so that when I drew my bow, I was grouping my arrows in a small enough circle to where I just had my arrows go 18 inches back from that opening and 18 inches high. I filled it up with carrots, so when they ate a carrot, you know, he was mine.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest problem I had was that, first of all, I couldn't tell what it was. I didn't know if it was a buck, a doe, a fawn, and I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. So I took my buddy with me, and we sat up there, and opening day, I got two does. And I was pretty excited about that, and I told Kevin, I says, man, can you believe it? I got to. I realize he's sobbing.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
This has got to be incredibly therapeutic for your friend Kevin, who you, any one of us, the guilt that you would carry around for something like that.
Yeah,
so I'm sure that it was very important for him to be a part of that, although that's maybe not necessarily why you did it. You felt like you needed somebody out there with you to get started, but you asked him specifically, and he went out there with you, and I imagine that was a pretty special moment for both of you.
Yes, it sure was. Now, the next year I went alone. I had two deer come into the carrot pile, and one of them went right to the carrots, and I thought, oh, there's a little one.
Why did you say, okay, good for you. You're right. The little ones lead in.
I'm listening to the other one. It's walking around the pile. Finally, it goes up and starts eating, too, and I'm thinking, I hope it's on the outside. And I drew back my bow, and I heard the arrow hit it, and he took off running over hill, and I heard him roll down the hill. And the other one took off running in the opposite direction. But I realized all of a sudden it didn't go nowhere. He didn't know what just happened, so he turned around and went back to the pile. I got them both. And I was wrong, because the first one was the bog. you just can't figure out these animals. But
go ahead, Boomer.
Now we do it totally different. Now I don't use a bow anymore. We use shotgun, and we use the Bushnell Halo scopes. And I've got the scope set off the sides of the gun, and one of my friends or board members or somebody sits behind me, and they tell me right, left, up, down, fire.
That's cool.
I love the fact that your second season you went out by yourself. I mean, that's gutsy. You obviously got some guts. Mike, I hope this doesn't sound callous, but in some ways, did being blinded make you a better hunter?
I don't know if it made me a better hunter, but it sure made me a whole lot more conscientious.
Yeah. I mean, because you're thinking about how you're using your ears out there. And, first one in, the smaller ones lead in. The bigger ones tend to hang back and see what's, they're surveying the situation, too. It just sounds like almost a fascinating way to hunt.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, after I killed them two deer, I was still a very angry person about going blind, because I was a Christian when I got shot.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that nothing happened without God's okay. He okayed this, so it was his fault.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a real attitude about that, because
I can relate. See, I was born a left-handed Polack, but I fought it. I fought it, and
he hasn't overcome it.
So, yeah, but keep on going, Mike.
But anyways, even though I was still mad at God, I prayed all the time. And the first time I ever heard God speak, I was sitting in my tree stand after I just shot them two deer, thanking God that I could still do this. And I heard him say, "You could be teaching other kids how to do this." It scared me pretty good.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
But I'll tell you what.
There wasn't Kevin behind you messing with you.
No, I was definitely alone this time.
All right.
But, my immediate response was, yeah, right. But if you've seen this place, we've raised almost $4 million. This camp is built. It's done. We're ready to open. Only thing is that the financial part of it, I have to hire staff. Right now, it's just me and my wife running this place.
Yeah.
My mom and dad helped me for years, but my dad died about 3 years ago. So now it's just me and my wife, and we need to be able to hire staff, because when these kids come here, everything's free. We do not charge them anything. The meals are free. The lodging's free. But everybody wants to buy a brick or help you build a building. But, getting money to raise to do things like that is easy. Getting money to pay staff, insurance, electric bills, water bills, that kind of stuff. I mean, we actually bought a mountain. We've got 900 acres here in Mount Vernon, Kentucky.
Beautiful.
8.5 miles of fence up, 8 foot tall.
So,
and last year, I did not get a buck. And the reason that I didn't get one is that I've had a picture of one on my trail cams that I wanted. I wanted that one deer. I mean, he's a 10 point, and he's got a 24-inch spread. He'll probably score 160, 180.
Yeah.
180 gets you a Boone and Crockett. Yeah, I think we know exactly what you're talking about there. It's easy to get fixated, especially with trail cams now, to get fixated on that one monster that you know that's out there. And it turns into that man versus nature thing, you know?
Hey, Boomer's got a question. Go ahead, Boom.
Yeah, Mike, you know, when I think of bow hunting up here sometimes, and, you know, my dad was fortunate enough now, he has a permit to use a crossbow, and I'm not familiar with the laws down there in Kentucky, but when you talk about bow hunting, are the boys and girls or men and women, are they able to use a crossbow, or is it all typical like a compound, or how do you approach that?
It was, in the past, it always was a compound, but now crossbows are legal. So we're going to switch to that. We have gun vices that are used for sighting in guns and stuff like that, that a crossbow will sit right in. It helps them hold it really steady.
Yeah, you bet.
I mean, because we've ran into several obstacles doing this. We have one kid named Corey that comes here. He's got cerebral palsy. Now, kids with cerebral palsy, when they hear an explosion, if you clap your hands next to them, they come a foot out of their wheelchair. It's an involuntary reaction, and they can't stop it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we put him behind a gun. He comes a foot and a half out of the chair. We got him within about 40 yards of the target, but that was about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter like that. She's just so dang jumpy.
Yeah, the next year, I went and got a gun vise made specifically for him, and we put the gun in it and moved right and left, up and down, but it was stiff, you know. Well, now we got him with 10 yards of the target, but he still can't hit it. So I went and got him a 10-point crossbow, and we put that in. No bang, but he anticipated the twang of that string. I tell you, I still got arrows sticking halfway out of the second floor of my barn.
Our guest is Mike Goetz. Mike, let's take a quick break here. Our guest, Mike Goetz, ChristOutreach.com, and out of Mount Vernon, Kentucky. And he has a 900-acre mountain camp where when he was blinded in an accident, he's put together a camp. And like individuals, young men and women are able to come to this camp and do some hunting. And I've got some very interesting questions for you, as I know the boys do, when we come back with Ticket Outdoors.
Passionate sports talk.
Jameis, can you please take down that photo? Within 1 hour, he couldn't control himself. He just had to put that in everybody's face, the crab legs. As a troll, he is already a first ballot Hall of Famer.
On your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
Boomer here from The Ticket Outdoors. Well, we made it through another long, cold winter in Minnesota. And guess what that means? It's time to hit the open water, baby. And I'm pumped to get back into the Alumacraft T-Pro 195 and get her wet. And I want to remind our listeners, now is a great time to check out the new lineup of Alumacraft boats. I love Alumacraft because they're made right here in Minnesota, and they're simply the best aluminum boat on the water. To learn more about Alumacraft and to find a dealer near you, go to alumacraft.com.
Get hauling with a Big Max trailer from Mills Fleet Farm. The 4x8 wood-sided utility trailer is $599.99. Building a fence or deck? Use Pro Wood Treated Lumber. It's preferred by contractors and is on sale. Carlisle Radial Trail RH trailer tires are heat resistant and have a long tread life. They're 10% off. And power up your DeWalt tools with the DeWalt 18-volt XRP battery twin pack. $99 at Mills Fleet Farm.
Hello, this is your 105 The Ticket weather from Nature's Fury. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of a rain shower, possibly low of 52. Tomorrow, going to be rainy and cold. Rain showers in the morning and maybe a steady rain in the afternoon, high of 56. Winds are 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, some rain and low of 52. Friday looking better, though, 72 and partly cloudy. The weekend warms up, Saturday 82, Sunday 77, chance of thunderstorms both days. This weather update is brought to you by Nature's Fury. Find Nature's Fury at your local Cub Foods and select holiday stores.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Welcome back to Ticket Outdoors, the wild card's true Boomer in studio tonight, and Mark Lukey. He's running around here somewhere. He found a couch. But yeah, do you see what's going
on? He's all
that?
Screwed up, man.
He's got pink eye, a bad back. And he's the youngest guy on the team.
Oh, God.
Crying out loud. We don't know what we're going to do with him. But I don't know. April will take better care of him, I guess. All right, welcome back. Our guest, Mike Gates, ChristOutreach.com. He's got a camp down in Kentucky. He was blinded in a hunting accident. I don't remember how many years ago, if Mike mentioned.
26 years ago, give or take.
And Mike, you said something earlier in the interview about you were angry with God, that you knew God had a part to play in everything, in everyone's lives, and you don't know why he would choose to have circumstances where you would be blinded. I think we're all starting to understand why that may have happened now. And specifically with the last story about the young man with, I'm sorry, was it cerebral palsy?
Correct. Yep. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And that was quite a challenge for you. And not once, not twice, not three times, but you kept going back until you found a way to help make this young man work so that he could do something worthwhile out at your camp. And I think that's why he probably chose you, because a lot of people through disease and through accidents get blinded, but they're not led to do this kind of work. So he's got to pick somebody kind of special.
Well, 69 people been saved here since we started this camp. What we ended up doing with Corey is that I had a friend in Iowa who's in charge of an SYC camp, special youth camp. They work with kids in wheelchairs, and they ran the same issue. And one of their board members came up with an invention to where it fits inside of the trigger housing of a shotgun, and it goes to a motorcycle battery with two push buttons. One of them's a safety, and one of them's a trigger pull.
Are you kidding me?
So we set this thing up in the gun vise. Corey gets the gun on target. He lets go of the gun. His dad says, okay, and his dad's already pushing his button. Corey hits his. The battery puts power to the cylinder. It pulls the trigger, and bang, when it goes off, Corey still comes a foot out of his chair, but he ain't touching the gun.
Oh, that's amazing.
Good grief. You live and you learn just when you think you've heard it all.
Corey got a seven-point buck last fall.
Oh, for crying out loud.
What a thrill.
I mean, a thrill of a lifetime.
11 years. Figure out how to get him that deer.
I imagine you cry for joy a number of times when you see things like that happen, huh, Mike?
Oh, man, it's just, you know, I've learned that the very best therapy on the planet is helping somebody else.
I'm going to ask you a very serious question. What you've done the last, I don't know how many years you've had this camp, but is critical, and it has literally changed your life and your wife's as well, as I'm sure. As a result, are you glad that you lost your sight?
If I could go back to January 14th, 1989, and I knew that gun was going to go off and I could step aside and let it miss me, I'm afraid I'd have to stand there and take it again because it was worth it.
Wow, that's a hell of a comment there. Go ahead, Boomer.
Mike, you talked to the story about Corey who just shot that seven-point buck after 11 years, and it's pretty touching. But how do these participants that go to your camp at ChristOutreach.com in Mount Vernon, Kentucky, on your 900 acres there, what's the process for them to actually go out and hunt and fish with you?
Call me.
That's all there is to it.
That's all they got to do is call me. I put them on a list, and if we've got the room, we take them. And we've almost always got the room. Our lodge has 10 bedrooms with 40 beds in it, with a shower, sink, and toilet in every room. It's a pretty immaculate facility. It's like staying in a hotel room. My deer stands are 8 foot by 8 foot. Every one of them got a handicap ramp on them. They've got carpet on the floor so they don't make any noise. We got reclining swivel chairs that sit down with a shooting bench in front. We got a tin roof in case it rains. And if it gets too cold out, we can put heat in them too.
Hey, Mike, I know you're from Michigan. How in God's name did you end up in Kentucky? Why not start this program in Michigan?
I was going to start it in Michigan. I started buying land in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, but it was so expensive. It was $1,000 an acre. And I was running from God at the time. We moved to Florida. I knew I was supposed to start this camp, but I didn't want to. And I ran for 10 years. And one day, one of our kids was getting married in Michigan, and we went back to go to the wedding. Well, we'd been looking at land all over the country, but on our way from Michigan back to Florida, where we were living at the time, we stopped at a Denny's restaurant at Renfro Valley in Mount Vernon, Kentucky, and Lori grabbed a Holmes magazine there and to look at while we were sitting at the table. And after we ordered our food, I could hear her flipping through the pages, and she goes, "Oh, Mike, you're not going to believe it. There's 104 acres in here for $25,900. Hmm. Well, Lori says, "Lori, don't get excited. I've seen Kentucky." But we came and looked at it, and it was beautiful. So I made him an offer of 21, of 18, and we settled on 21, and I bought that land. And as I was leaving Kentucky, I found myself praying, God, if you're really in this, you'll sell my boat. Because I've been trying to sell my boat for 3 years for $18,000. It was a three-floor, nice boat, slept six, twin pentapotal diesels. And I was ready to get out of the commercial fishing business. And so when I got back from Kentucky to Florida, I changed the price from $18,000 to $29,000. I sold it the next day for
$27,000.
Someone
upstairs is watching out.
And had money left, and then the real estate company called me and said they got another 558 acres that attaches to what I just bought, and they wanted to know if I'd be interested, and I asked them how much, and they said $225 an acre, so I bought it.
Good for you.
And it just, I just kept buying anything that was attached to us until eventually we had 900 acres.
Hey, Mike, throughout this entire process, there had to be a billion people telling you that there's not a chance in hell that you could make this happen.
Oh, yeah. I heard the word never 1,000 times. You'll never get water on top of that mountain. Well, we ran a 3-inch main up the side of this mountain, 4 feet underground with a backhoe, put in a pump station. Now I've got, it takes 300 PSI to get it up here, but we've got water up here. They said I'd never get electricity up here. Well, Kentucky Utilities donated the wires, the telephone poles, and got us electricity up here. They said I'd never fence this property. Well, there's 8.5 miles of fence up now, and it's fenced.
My Lord.
We dammed up a few of the hollows and put ponds in. They're stocked with fish. There's literally thousands of fish in our ponds now. I've got catfish as long as your arm.
If I put on a pair of sunglasses, can I come down and just pretend? And
a pair of sunglasses. Yeah. Got to get a cane, too.
Nah, I can do that. Here's Boomer. Go ahead, Boomer.
You know, Mike, some of that pond fishing brings absolutely amazing memories to me. I remembered when I used to go to college down in Missouri and we used to pond fish all the time for cats or largemouth, and it's just a great opportunity to fish off the bank. But I got a couple questions for you. One, when is the deer season down in Kentucky? And two, is it extended at all for the hunts that you do for the participants at Christ Outreach?
It's a good question.
What we do is for bow season, you can actually hunt the 1st of September in the state of Kentucky, which means that you've actually got a chance of getting a buck still in the velvet, which most places you can't hunt early enough to do that. Second thing is that I don't really have to extend the seasons because our season starts in September and then gun season starts second weekend in November, and with muzzle loader and bow season, I mean, you've got like all the way from September to January to hunt.
Yep. Wow.
So, I mean, there's lots of different seasons. What I do is I make it available during those weeks to certain, you know, whatever the disabilities are, if they're blind or if they're in a wheelchair or, you know, like I got a kid who comes in here, he's 12 years old, he's got retinitis pigmentosis. He's not blind yet, but he's almost there, but he can still see good enough to not wear.
That's Isaiah. Is that Isaiah?
Isaiah.
There you go.
You know, Mike, you touched on that pond fishing, and that really brings me back to some fun memories, actually, down in Missouri. Can you explain to our listeners how you take the kids or boys or girls out pond fishing and what that's like? You talked about the deer hunting a little bit, but talk about the pond fishing.
Sure. We've got a dock on one of the ponds that they can either fish from the dock or they can go on the outside. I've got everything ADA accessible around here. We did mess up one year, though, because Corey was down there fishing with me. He's been coming here forever, and he got into one of those big catfish, and his dad forgot to put the brakes on his wheelchair. He almost went over the edge of the dam in his chair.
Oh, man.
Let go of that fishing pole? No way.
No way. Oh, that's wow. It's like water skiing the first time. You're not letting go even if you're going down. That's a wonderful story.
Our guest is Mike Gates, Christ Outreach Camp down in Kentucky. I imagine some of these young men and women that come out there, it's their first time ever fishing or hunting or taking a crack at it.
Yes, so you're right about that. Unless they were injured in an accident, you know, like if they were born that way or the disability came, they never had the opportunity.
So, I mean, it's always a special kind of deal when you can introduce any young man or woman to hunting or fishing that have never done it before. But with somebody that thinks they're not even going to have a chance to do that, pretty cool.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, you had mentioned largemouth bass. We've got largemouths in these ponds that are over 2 feet long.
Holy buckets.
Yeah, good grief.
What is that? Was that 15 pounds?
We released one in there 8 years ago that was 11 pounds. I take that back. It was 12 pounds, 8 ounces is what it was.
Oh, that's fun.
Mike, what kind of strain of largemouth is that down there?
Well, I have no idea.
The big strain.
Well, you always see on Facebook these huge largemouth that they catch down south.
Yeah, those darker backs.
Darker backs. I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
Hey, Mike, finish the story, if you would, about Isaiah. Would you? That was a hell of a story.
Sure. That year that Isaiah came down, he was hunting in one stand, and I was hunting in another stand, and I ended up dropping an 8-point. And we got back, and Isaiah, he'd seen some does, and he'd seen a little spike horn, but he didn't see anything to shoot at. And I found myself praying, God, why me? I mean, I could shoot a deer anytime. I'd have rather seen Isaiah get this deer. And later on that night, Isaiah's grandpa came up to me, and he says, Mike, you have no idea how important it was to Isaiah that you got that deer. And I asked him, I says, why? And he says, because he's going blind, and he knows it. And he's been so afraid of this happening, and he just took me aside in our room and said, Grandpa, do you realize the only guy who got a deer today is the one who can't see nothing?
that's amazing.
I'm going to be able to still do this.
Yeah. Mike Gates.
Sorry.
No, please finish.
I say Isaiah's just got a special place in my heart. I mean, he stole me a couple of years ago, and he comes back every year.
Well, you and your wife are special people, and all the people that work down there with you at Christ Outreach and the camp. We're out of time tonight, but...
Give us a website again, would you?
Please.
Give us some kind of contact.
ChristOutreach.com.
That's easy enough. ChristOutreach.com. Anyone is interested, want to throw a few bucks his way or have somebody who might be interested, boy, contact Mike Gates at ChristOutreach.com. Tell the story. Wow.
Thank you so much for spending time here with us and sharing your story on Ticket Outdoors. And all the best moving forward. We'd like to check in with you again in the future.
Okay, well, thanks for having me, guys. And if they want to talk to me, my phone number is it's 888-BLIND-19.
888-BLIND-19.
Yeah, it's a toll-free number.
Sounds like a pretty friendly guy. Give him a call.
Good guy.
Thanks, guys.
Michael, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again soon, and thank you very, very much.
Okay, you guys have a great night.
You bet.
There he goes. ChristOutreach.com. Pretty cool. Good job again, Stru. I know. You just raised the bar on these. Tanner, our old buddy Tanner Cherney. Remember when he called in? We talked to him when? Sometime this winter? Was it last?
We talked to him this last winter when we were out there in Devil's Lake doing a little
live fishing. Yeah, he works with the media. What is it? What do they call it? Publicist or something like that with Devil's Lake?
Yes.
He's the head photographer is what he is.
It's not Alyssa Evil, so Boomer doesn't even care. He's our guest next. Then take it outdoors.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, only on 105 The Ticket.
Joey Logano just screams down into the lead, but Murray's locked in the second. Matt Kenseth and Kevin Harvick side by side for third.
The best of the best race for a $1 million prize at the Sprint Cup All-Star Race. Tune in Saturday night at 6, live from Charlotte Motor Speedway.
That's the battle for the lead in turn one.
This is Brad Keselowski.
This is Dylan Hart Jr.
This is Jeff Gordon.
This is Jimmy Johnson.
This is Kevin Harvick.
Your home for NASCAR in the Twin Cities is Sports Radio 105. Find a ticket.
At most boat stores, what you see is what you get, which might sound good, but what you see may not be what you want. See, many big box boat stores get their boats pre-rigged with equipment you may not want in places you may not want it. You wouldn't let someone pick out your wife or your kids, and they're almost as important as your boat. So come to Dan's Southside Marine, and we'll customize your boat to you. Say you're a lefty. You might want your depth finder here instead of there. Or if you're freakishly tall, you might want things at a special angle. Maybe you're a Virgo and you want everything in alphabetical order. We let you choose, even if we think it's weird. Because no matter where you choose to put things, at Dan's you're choosing the best. Motors by Suzuki, Yamaha, and Honda. Brands like Alumacraft Boats and Premier Pontoons. If you want what you see, you know where to get it. But if you want what you want... come to Dan's Southside Marine.
You'll not find a bigger inventory of Premier Pontoons and Alumacraft boats anywhere in the Twin Cities. Any boat you see online is available for sale at Dan's Southside Marine.
Is your green thumb ready? It's time to start your gardening projects. Mills Fleet Farm's Outdoor Garden Center is open. Get nursery quality at low fleet prices. You'll find a big selection of colorful hanging baskets and containers. Brighten up flower beds with annuals and perennials. Plus their vegetable plants, herbs, and more. Stop by your local Mills Fleet Farm's Outdoor Garden Center, and you'll get to enjoy beautiful color all summer long. Mills Fleet Farm.
Boomer here from the Ticket Outdoors. Well, we made it through another long, cold winter in Minnesota. And guess what that means? It's time to hit the open water, baby. And I'm pumped to get back into the Alumacraft T-Pro 195 and get her wet. And I want to remind our listeners, now is a great time to check out the new lineup of Alumacraft boats. I love Alumacraft because they're made right here in Minnesota, and they're simply the best aluminum boat on the water. To learn more about Alumacraft and to find a dealer near you, go to alumacraft.com.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Welcome back, boys and girls. We're driving until 9 o'clock. Michelle Carstensen, we've been talking about the moose a lot, but it's been in the news, and it's something that comes up regularly here as the moose population has been decimated, basically, in northern Minnesota. And so I love the fact that we're going to finally have Michelle Carstensen with the DNR Moose Program on to maybe kind of give the final word for a while on that. Colt Ringer. I forget what Colt, I know, I just think muskies. Oh,
no, sorry about there. He's a muskie guy, muskie fisherman on Lake Minnetonka, but he runs a league, a fishing league for little kids, and it's a real league. It's like, it's not like soccer where everybody wins, and they have contests, and it's a very popular thing, so I'm looking forward to hearing how that has gone over the last year.
And Minnesota's next great politician, Boomer Stelmach. You know he's up there rubbing elbows, and they're like, look at this young, good-looking guy, likes to hunt and fish, Mr. Minnesota. We're going to get him. You're going to get your own district, buddy.
All right, let's do it.
And then they'll shoot those wolves.
I hope Michelle heard that one.
Tanner Cherney, welcome back to Devil's Outdoor, buddies. Or Ticket Outdoors. Devil's Outdoors. Good Lord, man. I introduced a band last night, and I said, make sure when this band comes out here, they know they're in Fridley, South Dakota. I've been all over the place. Bear with me. Tanner Cherney, welcome back to Ticket Outdoors.
Thanks for having me on.
Devil's Lake, is it the tourism board? Is that what you run up there? You're the president, right?
Oh, I wish I was. No, I'm just the assistant.
Yeah, we couldn't get the president on. This isn't that big a show. This isn't WCCO, for crying out loud.
Hey, there's always next time to get the president on.
All right, well, by then you'll be the president of Devil's Lake by the time the show gets big. Well, tell us about it up there, buddy. What's going on this time of the year?
Well, you know, I just got done with dinner down here at Woodland Resort, and I'm kind of looking out at the...
What'd you have to eat? I'm starving. I haven't eaten dinner yet. What'd you have at Woodlands there tonight?
Oh, I had what they call a taco grinder. It kind of had all kinds of different meat on it. It was awesome.
Well, but I'm glad you're full.
Looking out at the lake, kind of wishing I was out there right now trying to catch a few walleye.
You guys got some nice weather. You getting any of this wet weather? It's getting cold and wet here again tomorrow.
Yeah, it's been kind of hit and miss the last couple of days. It's been kind of spotty showers here and there, and I think they're calling for like 2 inches in the next day and a half. So looking good.
Yeah, it's, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, then eventually Wisconsin gets it after we're done with it. But these weather systems have been massive. You look at the radar, and it's a three-state weather system that's been coming in. But we'll work with it, do the best we can. Now, you guys don't have an opener. Like, we just had the big opener here last weekend, and everybody goes gonzo, and they go out and they start pulling some walleye and pike and bass out of the lakes. But you guys don't, for you, it's just year-round, the good life.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of the first time I'd ever heard of the opener here this last year, seeing everything that's gone on with Minnesota, and I was kind of wondering what the big deal was, because, you know, it's always open year-round here. So
yeah, every day's opener at Devil's Lake.
Imagine, Tanner, if they took it away from you for a while, you'd be excited to get it back.
Oh, I agree. That would be definitely the truth.
So, Tanner, you know, I've been blessed to have the Alumacraft T-Pro 195.
By the way, Tanner, let me introduce this man. This is Boomer Stelmach, somebody you've never met before. But go ahead, Boomer.
Hey, nice to meet you, Boomer.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Tanner. You know, one of these times when I've been out there with the Alumacraft, we'll have to cross paths. But, you know, been blessed to have been out there a few times the last couple of years. And like Tanner had said, that Devil's Lake is open 365 days a year for walleyes. It's a lake that's pretty special because it's grown over the last 20 years from 40,000 acres to 180,000 acres. And
stupid.
It's just silly.
It's mind-boggling.
Massive piece of fishery.
Bring some of that water to White Bear Lake. Piper Lake is shrinking and the Devil's Lake is growing. Doesn't make sense. God works in funny ways.
Hey, we actually stopped growing this year, though. We are down about 2 feet from where we were last spring. So,
How does that Devil's Lake ecosystem work? Now, it got so big. Do you expect, I mean, I'm sure you've got brainiacs up there. We've got Michelle Karstensen, a doctor with the DNR that's studying moose here. I'm sure all sorts of people are up there keeping an eye on Devil's Lake in North Dakota. Is it expected to shrink or continue to grow?
You know, it's actually this year they're expecting it to shrink another foot to 2 feet if the weather holds up like they're saying, being a drier summer. But, you know, coming from where we were, we're only 3 feet off of our all-time high, I think, which was like 1454, and we're down to 1451 right now. So it's still a huge amount of water that's out there, which really isn't going to affect anything.
Yeah, plus those weather guys are never wrong.
Yeah.
They were saying this week was supposed to be dry, but lo and behold, it's wet.
Yep.
So, Tanner, with that big piece of water that you got out there, we were pretty excited here in the state that we had early ice out, and a lot of folks were jacked about fishing. Gas prices were cheap. A lot of boats rolling down the highway. Saw a lot of Alumacrafts when I was headed up north to Vermilion. But what has the season been like so far on Devils? When did all the ice get out, and when did you start seeing all those boats on the water?
I would say it was probably about like that second week in April when everyone started really getting ice fishing gear put away and boats started to dip in the water. It's kind of taken off through the last month. Everyone's been gung-ho with the boats in the water. The bite's been kind of up and down. You know, we got a couple days where we've had some really nice weather, and a lot of people are sitting on the bridges because normally Devil's Lake's got extraordinary amount of runoff in the spring, and the coulees that run into the lake are always flowing with water, and that's usually one of the main spots people target first thing with open water. Well, we didn't really have the runoff this year. So a lot of people were sitting in bridges, vertical jigging those bridges with minnows and leeches. And also the big areas have been targeting those back bays that have been warmer water temps to try to find the active fish that are coming off the spawn.
Hey, Tanner, how has tourism increased in Devil's Lake since the birth of the Ticket Outdoors radio show?
It's down 15%.
It's been tenfold. It's increased.
Hey, I tell you what, I know you don't get a chance to listen a whole lot over there, I'm sure, but we promote you very, very heavily because we believe in what you guys do out there.
Well, we appreciate that, and I listen almost every Wednesday night to you guys, too.
That has nothing to do with the free fishing trips I haven't been invited on yet, either, by the way. Tanner...
You guys got to get up here this summer and enjoy the open water and not just the ice fishing, too.
Right. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because now that we've had our opener here in Minnesota and everybody's got it, it's all available to us. Now, how do you feel you guys do up there in Devil's Lake? Obviously, there's got to be a little bit of a drop off because people stay in Minnesota maybe a little bit more and don't visit as often, or not.
You know, it's kind of an in-between right now. Usually, I would say Memorial Day weekend is probably when we really see the big pickup of traffic come in. But, for instance, last night I was out at the state park here, and on my way out there, I passed four different Minnesota Plate people fishing from shore. So there's still people here right now taking advantage of it.
I hear it's one of those places that when you go, you just want to go back. I mean, you put it on, and that's not a, I'm not reading from the tourism board card here. But everybody that I talk to that goes to Devil's Lake say they go back now every year. That's a place they want to go back to.
I agree. I had a guy come in the other day looking for some information for shore fishing, and I would put him about 70 years old, and he had told me ever since he was old enough to be able to hold the pole, him and his dad have always come over from Minnesota for a week of fishing in Devil's Lake, and he's like, now I make it either 2 or 3 weeks out of the year, it up here religiously to fish Devil's Lake.
That's wonderful.
Do you think some guys like to get over there from Minnesota? I mean, we have a pretty robust population over here in Minnesota, and obviously we have a lot of lakes, though, as well. Do you think it's Devil's Lake, although you do very well, and I've not been fishing there, so I'm kind of talking out of my rear end here, but is it one of those spots that people go over to and almost don't want to talk about much to their friends back home?
Some people, it might be that way, but I think it's kind of one of those lakes, once it word gets out, people start talking about it, and it just kind of explodes.
You know, speaking of word getting out, Tanner, I got to give you a big high five through the mic here. In Fisherman's Up just made an announcement, and the secret's out, that for top 10 fisheries in the Midwest, Devil's Lake is now number 2.
Look out. What are we going?
I think we're going to head up there in July. But, you know, Tanner, one of the things anglers like to look at is the slot. What can you take home? Walleye fishermen especially like to bring fish home and show their family and have a nice dinner to kind of celebrate the trip. What are the slots or limits in possession out there?
Well, there is no slot limit on the lake, so whatever you want to catch and keep, you can keep per walleye. The daily limit is 5 walleye a person,
nice.
And your possession limit is double your daily, so 10 in your possession.
Oh.
So you want to come up for 3 days, day one you go out and catch your 5, cook them up, have a fish fry back at your cabin, go out the next 2 days and catch 5 each day, you can bring your 10 back. And which is a lot of fish to be able to bring back for one guy.
Just had a happy moment.
I was just going to say, never mind. You guys will do just fine during the Minnesota season, I think, up there. If you can bring back a cooler full of walleye. What's the lake known for, guys? I mean, I can talk to Boomer and Shrew about it, too. Is it more of a bass lake? Is it more of a walleye lake? Is it a perch lake? Is it all the above?
I want to say the lake is summertime it's walleye, and then wintertime everyone comes up for the perch. Known for our world-famous jumbo perch in the winter.
You know, Tanner, up here, a lot of folks like to say early walleye season when the water surface temp is flirting with that mid-40s, pound the shallows, pound the shoreline because the walleyes are going to be up there spawning. What kind of tactics would you recommend to our listeners who are headed up to Devils for the first time chasing walleyes?
You know, early season, are you talking early season?
Early season, my friend.
I would say anytime you can get into those shallow 6 feet and shallower areas in the back bays, that when you can find that extra degree or two of a bump up of water temperature and start pitching either crankbait, jigs of plastic, any type of bait like that into the shallows, pulling them off that weed line.
And what about the jumbo perch, Tanner? I know that in the summer you talked about a lot of folks love to chase the walleyes, but there's still an amazing abundance of huge jumbo perch there in Devil's Lake because of the ecosystem you have with all the natural shrimp. What do folks do to chase jumbo shrimp this time, or jumbo perch this time of year?
Well, it's kind of finding like a hidden treasure. A lot of people that do come across a few of them throughout the open water is a lot of pulling bottom bouncers with spinners and a worm on them.
Huh. Why would it be easier to catch a jumbo perch in the winter than it would be in the summer?
It just seems like they have a better pattern in the winter, that they kind of school up in bigger groups and they're not scattered throughout the whole basin of the lake. So it's easier to concentrate on a larger school of them.
And what do we have to pay you when you guide us in July?
you got to buy them a grinder.
I'll buy you one of those stuffed taco things you just had for dinner. How does that sound?
Hey, Tanner.
Oh, just a beer.
All right, there you go.
Good.
That's easy. We can afford that. And when I say we, I mean Stru. Tanner Cherney with the Devil's Lake Tourism Bureau up there. And thanks for being our guest. Boy, it just flies by. That's all the time we have tonight. We'll be checking in with you again. But we'll give you the last word here. You're the Tourism Bureau guy. Go ahead and let Ticket Outdoor listeners know something about Devil's Lake.
Well, if you're looking to book a trip up here, there is no better time than to start planning right now. Things kind of get booked up in advance. If you're looking for any kind of information, check us out online at devilslakend.com, and you'll be able to find a list of all the guide services, accommodations, restaurants, pretty much anything you would need to know when you come to the Devil's Lake will be online right there.
All right, and then, Zep, before we let Big Tanner go, don't forget, listeners, to follow Ticket Outdoors on facebook.com/theticketoutdoors. I'll be up there in the Alumacraft T-Pro in a couple days and hopefully posting some beautiful pictures of walleyes with Mr. Tanner Cherney.
Well, I'll be looking for that. Yeah, absolutely. Tanner, thanks again for the visit on Ticket Outdoors. I'm sure we'll talk to you sooner than later.
And we're going
to
see him in July. All right, we'll see you in July, my friend.
See you then.
Take care, young man.
Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at QBSelfEmployed.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-932-47. That's 800-932-41. 177 800-932-4177.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
From the Mills Fleet Farm Studios, WTDX Lakeville, WRXP Cambridge, WGBZ Eden Prairie,
a Cumulus station.
You've got to top the charts to make it here. The Billboard Music Awards,
with performances by Van Halen,
Mariah Carey,
Ed Sheeran,
Kelly Clarkson,
Fall Out Boy,
Wiz Khalifa,
the hit show Empire,
and three exclusive duets.
Meghan Trainor with John Legend,
Britney Spears with Iggy Azalea,
Little Big Town with Faith Hill,
plus the world premiere of Taylor Swift's Bad Blood.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Billboard Music Awards, live Sunday at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
All right, welcome back, boys and girls. Sunday morning rebroadcast at 6 o'clock, 105theticket.com if you want to find the podcast and pictures of our pretty faces.
which have to be updated because I'm looking pretty old in that one, and I want a new photograph in that, whatever the hell it is, but go ahead.
Hey, let's give a big shout-out to our sponsors again. Thanks to Dan at Dan Southside Marine down there in Bloomington. It is not too late to get a deal on an Alumacraft or a pontoon and get it out on the open water season here in the land of 10,000 lakes. And our friends at Fleet Farm that sponsor our podcast where you hear Brian Zepp open it up. If it's not too late to get those bobbers, hooks, and crankbaits that are your favorite, and a Lumacraft. I love that Tournament Pro, those great folks in Minnesota. St. Peter, Lakes Trading Company, if you're looking to sight in the rifle, get some advice or see just anything about guns, go visit the folks at Lakes Trading Company up in Forest Lake, Minnesota, and Custom Truck and Accessories off of 65. If you need to pimp out that truck and get it ready for the fall to go spring.
You know what you got to like about places like Custom Truck Accessories? Just go there. You didn't even know you needed it, but they have it there. You didn't even envision it, but they have it there and you want it. Let me add to that, Boomer. Fleet Farm now rents contractor grade equipment. This is pretty cool. So you get what you need when you need it. I mean, they've got everything from the little garden stuff to the big back 40 stuff. Rent it, use it, and you bring it back to Mills Fleet Farm.
You know, Zepp, and that comes in really handy this time of year, too, because if you're thinking about food plots and you're thinking about digging up the ground and getting some stuff in there for the deer hunting season, did not know that. Good deal just at Fleet Farm.
Just like all that recreation, you only have so much room. You know, we all want to have a couple of ATVs and a couple of snowmobiles and a boat and everything, but where do you put it? So it's great to rent that kind of stuff that you're only going to use a couple of times a year.
Hey, speaking of ATVs, and it's funny you mentioned that, but our good friend, before we get to Colt Ringer, and Colt, hang on a second, young man, but before we get to Colt, the friend of ours who was on the air a couple of weeks ago, George Novak, he's building the bar for Elwoods, which is going to be in Lionel Lakes. He asked me to mention this. He's got a place up near Crane Lake or something like that, and Steve and Carla from Mel Gorge's Resort on Elephant Lake and a bunch of other people are involved in trying to work with whoever it is and get better ATV and UTV trails up there, because it's saying that none of them connect. Now, the Crane Lake area where they are is the opening to the Voyageurs National Park and the Boundary Waters, BWAC, whatever it is.
Yep.
But they say you can go so many miles on an ATV trail, then you have to trailer your machine and go someplace else and continue that ride. And it is such a pain in the ass. A lot of guys are going up there and getting tickets because they can't get from point A to point B. And there's a lot of controversy as to why they can't connect these forest trails, and so they're fighting for that. So they're
sounds like something that can be easily taken care of with more tax dollars.
So right now they're in the process of meeting with local Forest Service leadership and whatnot. They're requesting that the U.S. Forest Service allow ATV UTV access on forest roads in the region because they can't get from point A to point B without stopping and trailing their machines, and they're losing a lot of tourism, they believe. So as they're trying to fight for that, they've got a group together right now. And I think we're going to have them on in a week or two and talk about this, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, you bet.
I'll add that to my political career, Zepp, as far as more taxes for trails up near Voyager Park.
Well, that's going to, you know, there are people up there that are passionate about not having, you know, there are people in those areas that don't want more tourism, that don't want, you know, how the Boundary Waters obviously is a protected area against motors. But even surrounding it, they kind of want to insulate it. They figure if it gets right up up to the border, then they're giving ground. But it's a great topic. However, it's a great resource for the state, and the people that are up there that have those businesses would love them to bring them all the way down the trail. It's done a great job for Central, the Gilbert, the Virginia area. They added all those four-wheeling trails up there, and it's really been kind of a boom to a place that's losing industry in mining.
Well, they,
even
they've
more
got
so
a,
this year.
They started a club right now. They've got about 300 members, and they're currently having a meeting with the feds in the states and the county and trying to figure out what we can do and talk to the right people. Let's connect these trails so everybody can use them so we can keep the tourism here instead of going to Hayward, Wisconsin, wherever it's going.
The nice thing with doing trails like that is it also helps the habitat and the ecosystem out there. I remember on our land up near Backus, Minnesota, when we worked with the feds to have some trails put in there because it helped with the ruffed grouse population.
Very cool.
Well, right. we'll have them on in a week, maybe next week, I suppose, and hopefully we can get Steve and Carla from, I think it's called Mel Gorges, I think is what it's called, Resort in Elephant Lake. Never been to Elephant Lake, but I know a lot of people who have.
Okay, we've got 1 minute left with Colt Ringer. Let's bring him on to Ticket Outdoors now. We'll make some time. And Colt Ringer, welcome back to Ticket Outdoors, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, Colt, you're probably the best-looking guy we've had on this show.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
No, that's not saying much,
that's
man.
That's a big compliment.
You could be fairly ugly and still be the best-looking guy that's ever been on this show.
Still, Colt, where did you go for opener?
I was actually down here on Minnetonka.
Oh, we were just talking about that. How was the fishing?
It was good for us. We decided to do the bass opener.
Yeah.
So that's why it was good for us. And we caught a lot of fish.
Minnetonka is great for bass, I keep hearing, Colt. Of course, I keep going out with Boomer. That's why I'm not catching it. But I hear it's a great bass lake. Yeah, all right, we will. A lot of structure around there in Minnetonka. And how's the water level doing over there in Minnetonka? They've always been pretty good shape. But, I mean, I'm not talking about obviously being too low. But are they in a – I mean, are they – all that no-wake stuff, is that all taken care of so far this year?
That's all taken care of. That was all high water last year.
Yeah, it was.
And it was the complete opposite this year. It was the lake was low, but I think these last couple of rains really helped. That front.
And that was the frustration. A couple of times I got out there, and I'm not even talking recreationally, but just fishing, you know, but you want to get to where you want to go. And, that was a big frustration. But, you know, it's nature. It's up and it's down. Yeah. It's dry and it's wet, and that's what we deal with. Boomer.
You know, Colt, with the early ice out, and I've heard that the water surface temp is in the mid-50s down there on Tonka, maybe low 60s in some spots. Are the largemouth, you talked about chasing those for the opening weekend, are they on beds, or what are the largemouth doing right now?
There's a combination. We found a few on beds this weekend, later in the mid-morning, kind of, as the water temperature warmed up and we could start to see a little bit. There were actually fish on beds where we were, and that was kind of on the east side, kind of a clearer water, so I don't know if that made a difference or not, but we were able to, you know, catch a lot of males, a lot of 15, 16-inch fish.
Oh, nice.
And we caught maybe one fish that was 18, 19 inches, but the rest were kind of in that, I would say, smaller class.
Oh, but good catching.
So, yeah.
I mean, as long as you're catching them, just catch them, man.
You know, I'll tell you what, Colt, I'll tell you what, I know you're a muskie guy and you do a lot of things on Minnetonka, but I want to talk a little bit about your, and hopefully you're still doing it this coming year. I don't want to, get you in trouble, but how about the league with the little kids, the fishing league you started last year? How did that go? How did that finish last year? And are you planning on doing the same thing in 2015?
Well, yes, we are. And that, it's great. We had a lot of fun last summer. We struggled, and I'm glad Zeb brought that up with the no wake.
Yeah.
We kind of threw a curveball into our season because a big part of our season on Minnetonka is getting a bunch of boats out on the lake at the same time with kids between the ages of 5 to 12 years old, and we'd fish and then we'd meet. Last year we weren't able to meet because of the no wake. It was basically a fish, go home, send me your scores, and then we kind of had a year-end tournament where we all got to meet by August by the time the no wake was off. So that was a good thing. We did a quick ice fishing season. That we're still kind of working that out, but we're really gearing up for another big open water season on Lake Minnetonka this summer. And we've got an informational meeting coming up next Tuesday at 6:30 at Lord Fletcher's for anybody that's in the area or willing to kind of come and fish on Lake Minnetonka. We're going to kind of do a meet and greet and talk about what we're doing.
What time is that, Colt?
Yeah.
That's at 6:30 next Tuesday night.
So you got some time to get off work and get over to Lord Fletcher's around 6:30. You said Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, so if anyone's interested in who has a child who might be interested in learning how to fish and get into this league, the parents can be there at 6:30 or so at Lord Fletcher's next Tuesday. And then if anyone has any questions about how they can get involved to help as well, that's a good start. That's a good place to be, right?
That'd be a great place, because what we're really excited about this year is we've applied for a nonprofit, so we've reached out to some donors, and our goal this year is to take anybody. The past few years it's been just if you kind of had your own boat or knew somebody that had a boat, that's how you could kind of participate. This year our goal is to open it up to anybody that wants to participate. We're going to rent pontoons for marinas.
Wow.
Around the lake, and we're going to fill those up, and those are going to be fishing teams. And cool. we're trying to model what other youth sports do as far as having coaches and teams and keeping score and having a little competition.
I feel like a selfish son of a bitch. I don't know none of that stuff.
I'm just glad my kids are grown, because we had hockey and gymnastics and dancing and basketball and football and everything. And I'm teasing, of course, because that's the thing. There is such a population in the state. My daughter's graduating high school here in about a month, and there's 620-some kids in her class.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, and that's one school in the metro area of, what, hundreds of schools. And so they're... I'm always amazed how much opportunity there is for kids to do things, and it's great to have this opportunity to get them out and enjoy the lakes and get out on the lakes, and moms and dads get excited. You know, it's one thing. I had two daughters in dance and gymnastics. I just sat in the bleachers and looked around for other single gymnastic mothers, but not others, but you know, no, but there wasn't much to do. But to get out there with your young son and daughter and be involved in a program like this, how involved do the parents get with this, Cole? Do I just drop my kid off, or am I on the boat with them? Do you encourage that, or does that parents butt out?
Well, that's kind of the other unique thing about this. It's kind of like golf, and fishing is a lifelong sport. We're gonna ask parents if they want to come and be a part of it. Obviously, people who, like myself, I've got three kids, and that I selfishly started this because I love to fish. We're getting so tied up with all the other sports.
Yeah.
It was tough to fit fishing in the calendar.
Yes.
There's been a way that we've been able to do that.
Yeah.
So what our model kind of bases on is getting an experienced angler like myself. I'll invite a dad that's never fished before with his kid into my boat. And then we're kind of teaching them about fishing and going and having some fun at the same time.
You know what's next, Cole? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and we're going to try to do that on the pontoons, too. We obviously have limited space, but if you want to come fish alongside your kid, that's kind of the beauty of this fishing thing that we've got going.
I think
it's a unique.
So, Colt, for our listeners just tuning in to Ticket Outdoors, we have Colt Ringer, who's running a youth fishing league on Minnetonka, right, Colt?
Correct.
How often, if I'm a parent listening in to Ticket Outdoors right now, how long is a season? Like, what kind of, if I'm trying to balance soccer and different sports, how many times will the kids be going out over how many weeks?
We are starting this on Tuesday, July 7th. So after the 4th of July, after baseball season's over, after soccer season is over, Tuesday nights, from 4:30 to 7:30, and the other, if you can't get off work or you can only get to the lake at 5 or 6, that doesn't matter. The key is kind of that 7:30 time. That's when we're going to meet up and turn in the score. So every Tuesday starting July 7th through August 15th is going to be our final Saturday morning tournament.
And website.
So pretty short. The website is fishaal.com.
And what do they have to bring? What do the kids need?
We're going to ask the kids to bring their own gear, rod and reel. I've got an equipment list. I basically say, if you're on the best thing we're going to do is give you a 6'6" medium action rod, spinning rod with a drop shot rig and a jig and a leech, and we're going to go to the weed line and we're going to catch bass, northern, sunnies, crappies.
Well, I tell you what, times have changed so much. When I was about 9, 10 years old, my uncle put me in the Christian Brothers League, you know, because he was busy. He just wanted to get, but things have changed, boy. Good for you. Give us a website again. How do people get a hold of you and figure this out?
Fishaal.com.
Okay.
Colt, can we have you back on before muskie season in June?
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk muskies.
All over the shells. I'm in Minnetonka, and I even caught one on a leech this weekend by accident.
And some waypoints when we bring Zepp out in the Aluma craft.
I'm going to join this damn league. Are you kidding me? Colt, hey, thanks a lot, buddy. We're going to check in with you before muskie season. Thanks for the information, and good luck with the league. You've got the meeting this Tuesday at Lord Fletcher's at 6:30,
yep.
And then I'm assuming the league starts very there soon after. But parents, get over to Lord Fletcher's at 6:30 this Tuesday if you're interested. And just get some information.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Colt.
You bet. Colt, thanks for doing what you do.
You're welcome. Go get them.
You bet we will.
So much giving in the sport, huh, guys?
There really is. Michelle Karstensen, we're talking moose.
Joined Radioactive Sports at the office on Washington Avenue for Twins Ticket Friday.
The superstar Mike Morris and I will be there from 4 to 7 outside on the patio, along with our ticket girls, giving away tickets to that night's game and future games.
From the office on Washington and 844 Hay Workers, get fueled up before the game with $3 cold domestic drafts and a great full menu.
Radioactive Sports, live at the office on Washington before Friday Twins home games. Then walk right over to Target Field.
Finally, an office you can have fun at with Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Get hauling with a Big Max trailer from Mills Fleet Barn. The 4x8 wood-sided utility trailer is $599.99. Building a fence or deck? Use pro-wood treated lumber. It's preferred by contractors and is on sale. Carlisle Radio Trail RH trailer tires are heat-resistant and have a long tread life. They're 10% off. And power up your DeWalt tools with the DeWalt 18-volt XRP battery twin pack. $99 at Mills Fleet Farm. We love it!
Smokes! That's the fourth straight kill shot.
I've been getting in some practice.
Is that a new rifle, too?
Yep. Traded for it. Make that five.
Lakes Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, and receive expert firearms training. Permit to carry classes are also available at the indoor range. LakesTradingCo.com.
We at Dan's Southside Marine would like to redefine the term man's best friend to mean his boat. Now, before you get all tweaky, let's talk this through. Although your dog is fun, dependable, and great to take fishing, so is an Alumacraft Navigator 165CS. And while your dog may retrieve ducks with lightning speed, he'd have to be just a tick faster to pull you up for a slalom run like the Stingray 200 Bow Rider. And sure, your furry friend obeys your every command with heartbreaking enthusiasm, but think of the enthusiasm you'll feel watching the receptionist from the gym sunbathe on your premier pontoon Escapade 235. And finally, your boat will never drink too much lake water and throw up in your boat. To learn more about the best boats and motors in the Twin Cities, or to complain about the dog thing, visit Dan's Southside Marine.
You'll not find a bigger inventory of premier pontoons and Alumacraft boats anywhere in the Twin Cities. Don't wait. Now's the time to buy. Any boat you see online is available for sale at Dan's Southside Marine.
Steve Straczynski here of Coldwell Banker Burnett. It's time, my friend. If you're a Ticket Outdoors fan, then you're also a fan of hunting and fishing. I've got 29 years in real estate licensed in both Minnesota and Wisconsin, and I'll consider it a privilege to help you find that perfect lake home or the 40-acre piece of heaven that's hiding a Boone and Crockett right now. Hey, check me out on Facebook or email STRU@STRU.com. It's your money. Thanks. And thanks for having fun with us on the Ticket Outdoors.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us. We really do appreciate it on Wednesdays. Not like there's not a few cool things to do with a nice, beautiful evening like this, so we do appreciate it. If you didn't catch the whole thing, get our podcast on 105theticket.com. If you're up having some coffee before church on Sunday mornings, we're on at 6 o'clock with the rebroadcast.
Yeah, and the other cool thing, too, Zep, is now that Ticket Sports Radio 105 has an app, you can get our podcast demand off the app. So when
we have an app.
Yeah, we got an app. So when I was driving up to Vermilion, Dad and I just went to the app, pulled up the podcast on demand and said, "Hey, Zep, Stru, and Boomer, on behalf of the crew and producer Mark, we want to thank you for listening to the Ticket Outdoors."
Well, you guys have to show me how to use that because I'm not good with the right clicks and all those other kind of things. But
I'll tell you what, man. Pioneer Press.
Dave Orrick.
Column. We're big shots now. We've got our own app.
Yeah.
I I think we should need our own agents in here. I don't think we should talk to each other anymore off the show. We should just have
your
agents
people
talk
call
to
my
other.
People.
Right, exactly.
Hey, one more comment about Colt Ringer. I'll tell you, Colt Ringer running that league for little kids in Lake Minnetonka. I tell you what, there's people like him, and you talked about a Boomer off the air a little bit. The industry gives back so much, and guys like Colt, Boomer, all these guys give back so much, and we're pretty privileged to have people like that in the industry. So Colt Ringer, thanks for being who you are. Keep it up. I know it's you built yourself a monster, so hopefully you get enough volunteers to help you out.
Right about on the show, and that's patience.
Yes.
That's just waiting a little bit longer. That's the biggest thing that I battle is not, oh, the moment's passed and I'm out of there. It's just waiting it out a little bit longer. It's something my dad still tries to teach me. Just be patient, hang in there, and that's when you get these once-in-a-lifetime, twice-in-a-lifetime stories.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I didn't think I had a snowball chance in hell to get them after they were behind me. I just, you know, you can't move on a turkey, but this is, I tell you, this must have been just meant to be because when he come across that rise, he was still a ways, and I didn't think, but all of a sudden I seen this thing coming through the woods, walking. Like I said, no call, no nothing. So I guess if it proves one thing, you know, even if you don't have all the fancy equipment, just go out there and try it. You can hunt them like deer. If you can find a bunch of them and they split up, get between them because it might happen, you know.
So that's pretty cool.
What a thrill. What a thrill.
So we talked about the almost 11-inch beard and the 2-inch spurs that looked beautiful, Dad. You guys, you and Todd at Wing and Fin had a fish scale. So we don't have an exact NWTF weight, but what did it scale?
It was bouncing between 25 and 27 right in there. It was a strong, you know, and if it would, like Todd said, he wished he would have had this digital scale. It was a big bird. I mean, I've never picked up something that heavy in the bird before. A
couple of old boys met out there in the field and Vaughn
wins. That's about it, you know,
That's awesome.
About it. He's set to retire, I guess.
Yeah.
That's it. Just go out and do it. Vaughn, attaboy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You get the attaboy, man. That's pretty cool.
You know, one last thing to that story, guys. I went to the NWTF website, which registers, you know, the large birds that are shot in every state.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the calculation of spurs, beard, and weight, Dad's turkey would have been a top 10 turkey shot in the state of Minnesota ever.
That's amazing. That's absolutely cool. Amazing.
You know, and really, you've just kind of got it as a story. It's in your head. I mean, you just got to feel good about it.
Exactly.
Every night when you're still going to sleep, you think about it a little bit.
Every now and then I do, yeah. It's just, I'm thinking of trying to find a place to get it smoked someplace. We'll have to find that out.
Well, I'll look forward to that when it comes in on a Wednesday night.
It will. I get it smoked up here.
Vaughn, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
We got to turn it back over to the youngster now and talk a little bit of fishing. We're going to do that when we come back. Boomer, we're going to talk about the governor's fishing opener and your time up at Lake Vermilion when we come back on Ticket Outdoors.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, only on 105 The Ticket.
Joey Logano just screams out into the lead, McMurray's locked in the second, Matt Kenseth and Kevin Harvick side by side for third.
The best of the best race for a $1 million prize at the Sprint Cup All-Star Race. Tune in Saturday night at 6, live from Charlotte Motor Speedway.
That's the battle for the lead in turn one.
This is Brad Keselowski.
This is Dylan Hart Jr.
This is Jeff Gordon.
This is Jimmy Johnson.
This is Kevin Harvick.
Your home for NASCAR in the Twin Cities is Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Get hauling with a Big Max trailer from Mills Fleet Farm. The 4x8 wood-sided utility trailer is $599.99. Building a fence or deck? Use ProWood treated lumber. It's preferred by contractors and is on sale. Carlisle Radio Trail RH trailer tires are heat resistant and have a long tread life. They're 10% off. And power up your DeWalt tools with the DeWalt 18-volt XRP battery twin pack. $99 at Mills Fleet Farm.
At most boat stores, what you see is what you get. Which might sound good, but what you see may not be what you want. See, many big box boat stores get their boats pre-rigged, with equipment you may not want and places you may not want it. You wouldn't let someone pick out your wife or your kids, and they're almost as important as your boat. So come to Dan's Southside Marine, and we'll customize your boat to you. Say you're a lefty. You might want your depth finder here instead of there. Or if you're freakishly tall, you might want things at a special angle. Maybe you're a Virgo and you want everything in alphabetical order. We let you choose, even if we think it's weird. Because no matter where you choose to put things, at Dan's you're choosing the best. Motors by Suzuki, Yamaha, and Honda. Brands like Alumacraft Boats and Premier Pontoons. If you want what you see, you know where to get it. But if you want what you want, come to Dan's Southside Marine.
You'll not find a bigger inventory of Premier Pontoons and Alumacraft boats anywhere in the Twin Cities. Any boat you see online is available for sale at Dan's Southside Marine.
Hello, this is your 105 The Ticket weather from Nature's Fury. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of a rain shower, possibly low of 52. Tomorrow, going to be rainy and cold. Rain showers in the morning and maybe a steady rain in the afternoon, high of 56. Winds are 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, some rain and low of 52. Friday, looking better, though, 72 and partly cloudy. The weekend warms up, Saturday 82, Sunday 77, chance of thunderstorms both days. This weather update is brought to you by Nature's Fury. Find Nature's Fury at your local Cub Foods and select holiday stores.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Hey, Jeff, this is Dan. I just shot the turkey of a lifetime. Spurs it. I can hunt. Oh, Christ. Todd had to carry it in. He's a monster. His head is huge. It's just a, boy, that 7, 6, and 5 shot, that heavy shot I got, man, he was out about 35 yards. I wasn't going to get any closer, so I tried him. It rolled him just like like I hit him with a high power rifle. Down he went right there. I love you, Spy. I'm pooped. Man, just starting to shake now. He's pig. Look at the pictures. He's just a pig, Jeff. Biggest turkey I've ever seen. Bye bye. The spurs are huge, just huge like a finger. Bye bye.
Eric, I love a good trophy story.
Oh, man.
Now, one of our own. I can't
wait
for some smoked turkey.
That's fun.
All right, we're going to switch gears, and I believe we have Alyssa Ebel back on the line with us with Explorer Minnesota.
You better say her name. Say her name because Boomer can't.
Alyssa Ebel. He said Alyssa earlier. She bewitched this man. He was a heck of a broadcaster until we brought you into studio. Alyssa, welcome back to Ticket Outdoors. It's only been 1 week, and you've been up to a lot.
You guys missed me. Thanks for having me back.
Of course we missed
you. Welcome back.
And I've been following you on Twitter. That's been a lot of fun. I kind of followed along with the governor's opener on ExploreMinnesota.com as well, and also on your tweets as well. And it just looked like a lot of fun. A little bit of a mixed weather it looked like up there. How did that look? It looked like some people were awfully dressed up, like maybe for some wet weather.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't too bad. I think it was actually a pretty mild opener, given the past 2 years. More than 375 people showed up for the event. That is a big turnout, so we're really excited. We showcased the area just like we talked about last week, and I think we pulled it off. It was a huge success on the Lake Vermilion area.
Congrats.
Yeah, I tell you what, guys, it was a pretty amazing first governor opener that I'd gone to, the hashtag MNGFO 2015, and Thane and his dad and my dad joined us up there from Here's My Gear as well. And Alyssa talked about, you know, just south of 400 folks that participated, but I think there was over like 100 boats or 200 anglers. And we got out there Saturday morning. We did the breakfast thing and we got out there and fished, and it was a lot of fun. And then we were blessed in the Alumacraft to have Alyssa join us, and she went out there and we ran out to the islands, and I'll share where we had caught some of those walleyes. We went out to Potato and Staunch Island, and we did a little cruising, and we caught some. Well, of course, Alyssa gets in the boat with us after we had caught some that morning, and we weren't having much luck. And one thing that about made me fall out of my seat is I just hear Alyssa say, "You know, Boomer, when I'm with my dad, we catch fish." Yeah, you know, so that put a little pressure on us. But we went out there and chased some. We went into a little deeper water on Vermilion. A lot of folks started early by Pike's Bay. They were casting in the shallows. They were looking in that, you know, anywhere to 6 to 12-foot range. Some of those male walleyes were still milking, and some of the hens or the females still had some eggs in them. But as the day went on, we were catching walleyes in a little deeper of water, and we talked about that in lake reports, and that's where we were marking the fish, and we had some luck. Well, we got in, and we went back towards Pike's Bay because Alyssa had her rubbing elbows with the politicians thing to do, and we just had a little time left, and God bless it. What were we able to accomplish, Alyssa?
I caught the cutest little walleye.
Oh, it was so cute.
Oh.
It was really cute, guys. I hadn't caught a walleye on the opening day of the Minnesota Fishing Opener for a long time because I'm always working so hard. And Boomer and his dad, Vaughn, were able to take me out and kind of deal with me while I was still multitasking a bit. And gosh darn it, they helped me catch a walleye on the opener.
That's pretty cool.
Good for you.
Yeah, she was pretty excited. One thing to add to that, Zep, is my hand is still feeling it. Is she goes, I got one. And I'm like, okay, does she have it? And I see the rod tip down, and all of a sudden my dad's screaming at me, Alyssa's screaming at me. So I run back from the front of the bow of the boat, you know, and go through the slip-through area, through the windshield, and I see her with the fish, and I'm like, dear Lord, please do not let this get off. This is 3 hours of effort. And all of a sudden, I get the net down there to the left, and I'm like, bring it over.
Just hurry, take the picture.
Get it in the damn net. No. And then all of a sudden, I see her lifting the walleye out of the water, and my net's in the water, and I'm like, Jesus, it's going to fall out. But I did grab the walleye. We threw it in the boat, and you guys thought that was a circus. Just wait till we had to get Alyssa right for the picture. So we had to get the sunlight focused, okay. The ball right. Sure. Had to get her hat positioned. Right, Alyssa?
Well, it was a cute walleye. You want a cute picture for sure, don't you?
It was cute. It was kind of small. My dad usually helps me catch bigger ones.
Oh, Jesus. So, all right, Alyssa. So there was a big announcement on Saturday, right? Because the governor's opener this year was on Vermilion, and next year you guys made a huge announcement.
We did. That night we announced that the 2016 Minnesota Governor's Fishing Opener will be held in McGregor, Minnesota for the first time ever on Big Sandy Lake.
We are
very, very excited about this.
I love McGregor, the town, and Big Sandy.
Yeah, so it's a great fishery.
It's sort of a hidden gem in Minnesota. A lot of people don't realize that this is like just a hidden gem about 2 hours north of the Twin Cities area. I've never been. I have a lot of family and friends with cabins in the area, so really excited to check it out.
Alyssa Ebel with ExploreMinnesota.com. Now, Alyssa, I mean, you're right, a hop and a skip away from the Twin Cities. I would think a lot of people would be able to make that trip.
I hope so. I hope you come.
You know what? I didn't know I was invited.
Yeah, we weren't invited in Boomer's boat this year. You know how that goes.
Oh, man.
We were out catching fish. No, actually, we weren't.
I'm in Boomer's boat when Alyssa Ebel goes.
Well, you got those big bobbers I saw that you tweeted. I forgot where that was at. But she has these big stuffed pillow bobbers.
She tried to bring one on the boat.
Yeah, right. I'm sure she did.
Hey, Alyssa, how do you think that the governor's opener went? Not the fishing part of it, but the logistics and the entire process. How did it go for you?
It went really well. You know, it's a lot of work planning the event because, you know, I am dealing with media. We're dealing with stakeholders, dignitaries, like you said, politicians. We're dealing with a lot of different hands in the pot for this event, and it really all comes together well. And we could not do this without the local, the host committee and the planning people and then the sponsors, of course, and then the media, like everybody makes it happen. Our partners over at the DNR, I mean, I could not do this without my buddy Mike Curry over at the DNR.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, I forgot to ask, and I think I probably caught some of it over the weekend. How'd the Gov do out with Buck?
He did really well. He caught 9 fish.
Oh,
Buck,
good for him.
Standing. There were 3 guys fishing in the boat, or 4, including Buck, and they caught 35 fish total.
Well, that's actually very impressive.
Yeah.
I might have to look Buck up when I'm up there. Alyssa Ebel, thank you. ExploreMinnesota.com. Folks, whether you're headed up there for fishing, recreation, ExploreMinnesota.com with Alyssa and the gang up there. And it's been a great resource for my girls and I, and I'll look forward to following along and checking it out and getting back up north and exploring all that is Minnesota again this year.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
I had a feeling we'll be bugging you again. We're going to let Boomer get his lake report in right now.
All right, let's get it started. All right, well, what a great weekend it was as far as the weather and people excited. There was a lot of boats on 94 and 169. One of the lakes that heard a lot of good feedback on, and I heard a lot of great pictures, was Leech Lake.
Oh,
there
Leech.
Was tons of walleyes popping. You know, Leech has had a really good run on walleye fishing lately because we made some decisions a few years back to shoot some of the cormorants that were eating all the walleye fry. And I want to thank the folks at Leisure Outdoor Adventures.
I can't believe those birds can eat that many walleye fry.
You know,
they're fun to shoot.
Well, you know what? It did make a difference.
It really did.
Whatever it is, that seems to be the main thing that they did, and the walleye population changed, and the folks. I just saw amazing pictures. You know, a lot of folks at Leisure Outdoors Adventures were telling me they're using an eighth-ounce jig, and they were fishing those walleyes between 4 to 11 feet of water up on Leech. And if you're going to go down to the west side of the lake, hopefully I don't mess this up, but they were chasing them in the Goose Flats and Partridge Point and the Little Hardwoods is where they had a lot of luck. And then if you're going to change and go east, look at Rogers and Diamond Point, and that seemed to be where the Leisure Outdoor Adventure boys were having some luck. Some great pictures of jiggy I saw. I did get some reports.
I
did get some reports about Mille Lacs. It seemed like that bite was popping pretty good as well, between anywhere from 12 to 15 feet of water, maybe off those first breaks. And they had a lot of luck with a jig and a minnow. The walleyes were popping. And then a lot of people were catching some smallies because, as you know, this year, bass fishing, large and smallies, had opened up earlier this year than it had in years past. So
right.
I had a great opener on Mille Lacs. I understand that we can only keep one walleye between that 19 and 21, or I believe it's over 28, but a lot of luck catching fish on Mille Lacs. Minnetonka, which is a staple lake here in the metro for recreational and fishing. We had Colt Ringer on. The largemouth were popping. I heard that were out of surface temp was in the mid-50s to low-60s, which means some of those largemouth were on beds, which means they get pretty aggressive, and you can catch them a little easier than you can later on in the season. And they were catching those bass on the shallows there, as well as the walleye fishing. If you're going to be chasing tonka this time of year, HMG's Adam Griffith was telling me that they were catching them in the channels. So they were having good luck on the walleyes in the mornings and in the evenings in the channels of Minnetonka.
I don't have anything to say.
All right. Well, folks, out there and get the line wet and get some tight hook sets. Jump out on the Alumacraft. It's a great time. We still got plenty of walleyes that are still near those shallows. But if you're not catching them there, go to the first break and then start to head deeper as daylight hits.
All right. Thanks, gang. Let's do this again next Wednesday.
No. All right. Oprah's got a special on. I can't stop in.
Dr. Phil or something.
All right. We'll run something, some light, easy listening music. Rerun this same program at 6 o'clock on this same frequency. The podcast available in the next day or two on 105theticket.com. Don't forget, Fleet Farm rents contractor-grade equipment now. So you get what you need, when you need it. You rent it, you used it, and you bring it back to Mills Fleet Farm.
And let's give a special shout-out to a couple of listeners, Guy and Jill Stewart out in Isani. Thanks for listening and taking your kids fishing, and we'll be getting you some lakes and tips soon.
Is your green thumb ready? It's time to start your gardening projects. Mills Fleet Farm's Outdoor Garden Center is open. Get nursery quality at low fleet prices. You'll find a big selection of colorful hanging baskets and containers. Brighten up flower beds with annuals and perennials. Plus their vegetable plants, herbs, and more. Stop by your local Mills Fleet Farm's Outdoor Garden Center, and you'll get to enjoy beautiful color all summer long. Mills Fleet Farm,